Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, July 21st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Ballot proposals. Based on what the Michigan State Board of Canvassers have approved, these are the overall basic synopsis of the proposed six ballot proposals people are out collecting signatures for. Voter identification, rank choice voting, tax the rich to pay for schools, eliminating property taxes, a referendum on tipped wages, and how renewable energy projects are cited as possible petitions that will be seen across the state this summer. The Bureau of Elections had 11 possible drives that are either slated to go before the State Board of Canvassers or have already had the petitions approved and could possibly turn in signatures to try to get it on next year's 2026 gubernatorial midterm election ballot. The 11 total, three petitions are asking for constitutional amendments requiring people to show proof of citizenship before they would be allowed to register to vote and provide photo identification before voting. Don't we already have those requirements? I don't know if it's election laws or if it's already in the U.S. Constitution, but why do we need a state constitution? I thought you had to be a U.S. citizen to vote. And don't we already show photo ID even to get a ballot? When you go in to vote, you fill out a form. It's called an application for a ballot, along with your photo ID, and show it to the people working the polls, the election inspectors, where they take your photo ID and line it up with your signature when you registered to vote in the poll book. Some of them are paper, some of them are electronic. But we actually need a state constitutional amendment for that? Well, evidently, because two of the three petitions are from the same group. And the third one is from a group backed by State Representative Brian Possumus. However, if the two groups don't come together under one petition, two petitions on the very same issue could be circulated at the same time. Now, the third one that they are mentioning in this story, I am totally against. If anybody approaches you regarding putting rank choice voting on the ballot, say no thank you. This is a horrible idea, a horrible concept. It's already been tried in other states and has screwed up their elections so badly, it's not even funny. Ranked Choice Voting started its petition circulation this past week. And volunteers with Rank MI Vote are expected to hit several events, including the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Ann Arbor Art Fair. Oh, yeah, they're going to get a ton of signatures there. Well, the group was recently approved by the Board of State Canvassers and would create a ranked system of voting in Michigan. Last week, 5 days ago, July 16th, we talked about it, that their petitions are hitting the street. I'm going to get into that story right now before we move forward, because one of the things that I want to make sure people are aware of is how this is being done from people outside the state of Michigan. They do have local people working on it, but this has been a nationwide effort. Petitions to add ranked choice voting to the Michigan Constitution are hitting the streets, according to the Rank My Vote organizers. Executive Director Pat Zabawa ceremonial signed the first petition sheet 9:01 a.m. last Wednesday. And the ballot question was expected to hold signing events at the Latin Americans United for Progress Fiesta in Holland, as well as the Ann Arbor Art Fair. Zabawa said, one down and 446,197 to go. The group was given the green light by the State Board of Canvassers during their meeting at the end of June, on June 27th. Obviously, we have our work cut out for us. When we qualify for the ballot, it will have taken the biggest signature collection campaign in Michigan history. That might intimidate some campaigns, but we have a team that's built for it. The most signatures ever collected for a ballot drive was done by the Reproductive Freedom for All campaign back in 2022, which turned in 753,759 signatures. Even though the group claimed that they had collected over 900,000. Some of them were not valid and were tossed out. Zabawa said the group was planning on using only volunteers. We are now in the stage of the campaign where progress is measured in how much ink we put on paper and how many conversations we have had with friends and neighbors. Stay tuned for big things, but you're going to see the campaign take off. So this was last week when they launched, and they're out collecting signatures now. Again, ranked choice voting, no thank you. Not interested. You can't even audit an election that was done or is done with ranked choice voting. You can't even audit it. There's no way to audit the ballots. Well, that's one of the main reasons why these communists want it. And guess which gubernatorial candidate supports ranked choice voting, has supported it ever since he was in college? Independent Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Not interested. Thank you very much. Not interested. Well, potentially the fourth ballot proposal, invest in my kids. Well, the question had recently, the petition was rescinded by the Board of Canvassers because of a technical error surrounding the public comment time allowed for the petition on the Bureau of Elections website. The Board of State Canvassers said that they will meet later this month, July 31st, to give the petition another go-around. which the ballot question director said they're not too worried about getting it through the board of canvassers. Attorney Steve Liddell appeared before the board of canvassers to protest the rescinding of the petition, but acquiesced to the board chair, who then reset the date for July 31st. Well, you heard what happened on the 10th. If you want the petition to continue, you'll have to allow the public comment to stay open, and we'll reconsider it on the 31st. Number five, Axe My Tax has actually two petitions to try to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. Carla Wagner, who's heading the petition circulation, said they would be collecting signatures this spring and summer after being approved back in at Christmas time. The website for the organization has locations where people can go to sign the petitions. Also, the group has events at the Berry County Fair in Hastings, the Pioneer Power and Tractor Show in West Branch, and they are actively collecting signatures with volunteers. Now, I'm not sure why MERS said they have two petitions, because I'm only aware of one. So I'll have to reach out to Carla Wagner and get more details on that. Number six, voters to stop pay cuts wants to put a ballot question as a referendum against the first, by first trying to pass it through the legislature that gutted the 2018 backed law to increase minimum wage and to get rid of the lower tip wages. However, the group is focusing on repealing Senate Bill 8, which put a pause and will place it on the ballot if they get enough signatures required. The group had been approved for their petition back in June, but wasn't happy about the final 100-word summary. Citizens for Local Choice, a group trying to return it. Oh, no, stop. We're going to hold that right there. We'll finish this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 8349.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. So far, six active collecting signature ballot petitions, referendums are out there, six of them. Five more potentially still trying to get off the ground. Citizens for Local Choice, a group that's trying to return the siting permits for solar, wind, and energy storage facilities back to local governments, failed to make the ballot in 2024. The organizers saying, however, that they are going to try to make it for next year's ballot, 2026. However, the group's website was taken down and there's been no activity on the group's Facebook page since November of 2024, November 20th. Also, two other older petitions that had their form approved 2 years ago, but their window to collect signature closes at the end of this year, 2025. And there's no sign of any activity. One of them was Michigan Incentives for Action would open up the governor's office and every legislator to a blanket Freedom of Information Act request with no carve-outs or caveats. The petition was approved by the Board of Canvassers back in 2023, but they did not collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot of 2024. And then the last one, no action is happening right now and is set to expire this year, is the citizen-backed law to reinstate good time credits for prisoners in Michigan. So I doubt if that's going to go anywhere. So the two biggest ones that I'm mostly excited about is the Axe My Tax ballot proposal to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Let's put it on the ballot and let's see what happens. Definitely, definitely something that needs to be done here in the state of Michigan. The other one is going to be which one of the petitions basically they agree on, as two different groups are arm wrestling over which one to go with, is a constitutional amendment requiring proof of citizenship in order to vote. I thought it was already part of our U.S. Constitution, but evidently it's not clearly defined in the state constitution. So I'm going to reach out to Brian Possumus and see if the two groups can come together under one petition, and I'll report back to you. One of the things that we're laser focused on is cleaning up the qualified voter files this year in preparing for next year's election of 2026. Now, there is a website out there, checkmyvote.org. All you have to do is click on Michigan, and then you can put in any address in the state to check to see who's actually registered to vote at that address. One of the biggest things we're asking volunteers to do, check any vacant lots near your home. If you live in a development or a subdivision where there's vacant lots, look up the address. Find the address with your local post office and then go to the website checkmyvote.org. If you go there and click on Michigan and put in the street address, it'll show you if anybody's registered to vote at that vacant lot. Another area that we're very concerned about is commercial buildings, business addresses. Businesses cannot be principal resident addresses. They are not homes. They're businesses. Look and see if certain businesses in your area have any registered voters. If they do, all you have to do is bring it to the attention of your local clerk. If it's in a city or township, and let them know, hey, we've got registered voters at the local Culver's restaurant, your local McDonald's. Maybe you know a business company, Haggard's Plumbing and Heating, other type of businesses, any address that is a business address. I'm going to look up MAGA water in Sheboygan. I was just there on Friday, filled up the jugs, met with John Davis. I'm going to check his address and see how many registered voters are registered at that business address. Because, again, folks, businesses cannot be principal residences. You cannot be registered to vote at your business. So we'll figure this out. Christine Gray reporting in for duty. Yes, Axe My Tax was at the Founders Festival this weekend. Good job. I'm going to talk to Carla after the show today. We'll get an update, clarification on this. Two petition sheets listed according to the MERS news story. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path.